Guys, I know we meet every single week and every week we have powerful topics that we talk about, but I have to say last week was probably one of our most impactful and inspirational calls that was given by Scott Fardoulis, who we graciously have back here tonight. And guys, how lucky are we that we have Scott to help give us this valuable training each week. So that is why it's so important. I know you guys see me put up, please invite two more people to this call, but that I'm serious. I mean, we have some valuable training that people pay thousands of dollars that we provide for free just for you guys for being a part of Gemini. So how incredible is that? So lucky. So we have Scott back here tonight. He's going to quickly recap on what we talked about last week and just follow up on the topic. But I'm just so excited to have you back, Scott. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and give us this private training with our Gemini folks. But I will turn over the mic to you. I know you have to leave in about 15 minutes. So I want to make sure that everybody has as much time as possible to hear what you've got to say. So the mic is all yours, guys.
Here, hold on. There we go. Thank you so much, Perfect. Samantha. I appreciate all of your very kind, generous words. And it's great to see all of you. Joe, good to see you. Rob, great to see you. Tredarius, my man, good to see you, buddy. Cheryl, great to see you. Kim, so glad you're on. And it's great to see you. TJ, Colette, great to see you as well. And look at this. My word, look at all the people flooding in now.
There's going to be some more popping in now. I'm adding them.
And guess what? You know what? There's a saying now that says early is on time and on time is late, right? So we've all got to play that much better. You know, the difference between success and mediocrity is just a slight edge. And there's a whole book out about that called The Slight Edge. And that is so true. That is the difference between success and mediocrity. So listen, last week was phenomenal. I really enjoyed sharing with all of you last week. We talked about some awesome, awesome stuff. Let me stop you right there for a second. Samantha said some very nice things. I want you to imagine for just a second, or could you imagine this? What if the promotion was Michael Jordan was going to be on to share this call with everybody? Would you just go, Michael, no big deal. Another day in the park, another walk on the path. Just Michael Jordan, no big deal. Or would you go, are you kidding me? Michael Jordan's going to be, dude, you got to get on this call. Michael Jordan's going to be on there. Or what if it was, I don't know, let's go out there and say Anthony Robbins. If Anthony Robbins was going to be on this call, would you just show up by yourself? Or would you call every freaking person on your team and say, get on this call? So why is it that we don't play, or let me reword this, would you play differently if that's what you believed about the next speaker coming to this microphone or this platform? Wouldn't you play it a little bit bigger? Wouldn't you play it a little bit larger? Here's the thing. The game we're playing, as I mentioned last week, is not basketball like Michael Jordan. And the game we're playing is not, let's get all pumped up and go back to your job tomorrow like Anthony Robbins. This is network marketing, multi-level marketing, home-based business. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps and create the life you want. That's the game we're playing. Now, what does Michael know about network marketing? I honestly have no idea. He may know a little bit. I doubt it. That's not where he made his mark. It's not how he made his money. Would you agree with me? He made his money playing basketball and doing commercials because everybody wants to be like Mike. And then we have Anthony Robbins, who I don't really think he's ever done anything in network marketing, so to speak. I think he tells people how to be your best self, which is great. I think he tells people you can do it, which is great. I think he shows you can overcome fears and obstacles and hurdles that hold you back, which is all great. But what does he know about building a team of people and earning commissions like me and you? I honestly don't know the answer to that question either, but I'll tell you what, that's not what I know about Anthony Robbins. My point is that this is a very unique game. You want to listen to and follow from the best on this topic that you can get your eyes and your ears on. Does that make sense? So find people that are great at doing what you need to do to be successful on this topic and listen very closely to what they have to say. So here's how I built my business along with my wife, Juliet, of over a quarter of a million people. How many people is that to put it in perspective? Let me put that in perspective for just a second. How many people is a quarter of a million people? And to think that it started with an idea, a thought, a vision, a wish, a want, a need, a desire, and a passion. It started there, and it started with a simple I do, an application, if you will, whether it was online or back then, it was just, you know, filling that out and faxing it in. There's all kinds of methods that enrollment has occurred over time, but we enrolled and we got started. And it was just us, one distributorship. That's it. One. And now today, a quarter of a million people, how the heck does that happen? Have you ever seen the viral video on social media, probably filmed in the 70s, where this, I'm going to call him a maniac, a maniac guy. I mean, that's a term of endearment, by the way. It's not a negative term. Maniac, just an overly obsessed person, got up and started dancing, you know, not a cool dance, but just kind of flailing around and doing the 1970s, you know, disco dance out in the middle of a field. And all these people in the park are like looking at this guy like, that guy's wacky. And one more got up and started dancing. And then three more got up and started dancing. Next thing you know, I don't know, I didn't count them all, but let's just for the sake of the story say, eventually there were hundreds of people that were dancing just like him, you know, flailing around, nothing fancy, no really cool moves, but just people moving and gyrating all over the place. It turned into a phenomenal thing to behold. And you're like, how did that happen? Nobody probably knew the guy. But what you learned about that is that you can get anybody to follow you if you believe enough, if you're convicted enough, if you're focused enough, if you're passionate enough, and you're willing to not care what other people think about you. I hope you wrote all those things down. I hope you wrote down everything I just said right now. What do you need to be? Those things are what you need to be. And then once you decide to be those things, people will say, that person, they have no doubts. They are all in. They don't care what anybody thinks. They have belief. They have conviction. They have passion. Absolutely no fear whatsoever. And that's how you get people to follow you. Well, what do you want people to do? You want people to follow you where? Right into the heart of Gemini. That's what you want people to do. But I said I wanted to put in perspective 250,000 people. Did you know that the average basketball arena holds about 20,000 people? So you go to like the NBA finals, right? And you're thinking you're there to see James Harden. You think you're there to see Steph Curry. You think you're there to see all these great people in a packed out NBA stadium, 20, 25, 30,000 people. Okay, how about football? You got a much bigger circle because the field, the court is bigger than basketball. So the oval, the circle is much larger, but you can fit people. I know the Denver Broncos stadium holds about 75,000 people. That's a pretty big stadium, 75,000 people. And you're looking in there. That's how many people could fit into the Super Bowl, 75,000 people. That's it. This last weekend, my oldest son and I jumped on a plane. We flew all the way down to Texas. I say all the way because we're from Colorado. We flew all the way down to Texas. And we went to something that I am just completely in awe of this experience. Like I am so sold out to what we just did that I'm going to go again next year. It was the Formula One races. Anybody here, any Formula One fans? Raise your hands if you're a Formula One fan. You know what Formula One is? You don't know what Formula One is, Rob? You do know what Formula One is? Formula One is insane. It is the ultimate, most crazy edge of your seat car race ever. In the history of car racing, this is the technology, the engineering that goes into these cars. It's one of the greatest feats of all times of creating. It actually has downdraft because you don't want these things to get airborne. So those wings that you see in front of the tires, those aren't designed to create lift. They're designed to throw you into the ground. The faster you go, the more it hugs the ground. But the engineering that goes into this is insane. They broke a record in Austin, Texas this last week. And the record was the most ever in the history of Formula One racing and automobile racing, the most attended event of all times. 400,000 people. 400,000 people were in attendance over 2 days. You cannot fit 400,000 people in and around this track, but you can apparently fit about 200,000. So this track was 3.4 miles to go through the whole course. So as far as the eye could see, in both directions, you just see a sea of people on the grass, on the lawns, and all the grandstands everywhere. People everywhere. And you're like, wow, there's you can't even walk in 3.4 miles and not be running into people. That's how many people that is. And as many people as 200,000 is for one day of attendance, our organization has exceeded that number of people. How? Because metaphorically, one day we just got up and started gyrating, flailing around, acting like, you know, we believed in something. And some people looked at us like, what are these wackos doing over here? What are these nut jobs doing over here? And we didn't care. We could be called nutcrackers, you know, wackadoodles, whatever people wanted to call us. It didn't matter what people call us. We were convicted. We believed. We were passionate. We had absolutely no fear whatsoever. And we were not thinking that people were going to convince us to be more like them. We were thinking we were going to convince people to be more like us. Is that your mentality? Is that your focus? Is that your capability? Do you have that kind of it factor in order to attract people to what you're doing? That's straight up what it takes. You can't just go back to your job and just be like normal. You can't just live life like you've always lived. The way you've lived your life is exactly the reason why things are the way they are today in this moment for you. Whatever you've done, whatever you've thought, whatever your actions have been, that's why you're in this spot. So maybe it's time to make some tweaks and some simple adjustments and start to think a little bit different, start to act a little bit different, start to behave a little bit different so that people actually, you ever gone people watching? I love to people watch. I don't care if you park me in a, put me in a park bench. So I'm just watching the people do their thing. Mothers pushing strollers, kids swinging, pickup game of flag football over here, soccer practice over there, couples going on dates and holding hands and walking, birds taking off and landing in trees, ducks swimming on the surface. That's what you see when you go out to the park. I love to people watch. I love to just sit there, not in a negative way. I just like to evaluate. And I like to play this game. I wonder what they do. I wonder who they are. I wonder what their daily habits are. I wonder what's on their mind. And I just start to guess and I start to think. And then I start going, I wonder what people would say about me. If they were people watching me, like I was walking by, would my shoulders be slumped forward? Would I have a furrow on my brow? Would I look like I was upset or angry? If people were watching me, would they go, yeah, that's the kind of guy I'd like to just go pick up and go on a walk and ask some questions of? Or would they go, man, I don't think I'd want to be him today. You know, what is it? And so that's what people do. If as much as you like people watching, you've been being watched your whole life. People have been people watching you all day long and you don't even think about it. So that's right. People are judging you all the time. Constantly, you're being judged. What do you want to be judged for? I'd rather be that loony bin dancer that got up and just started doing something until the next person said, I'm going to be in. Looks like that guy's having some fun. Is that you building your Gemini business? Is that you? I sure hope so. I hope that's you. I hope you're willing to get bold and brave and be strong and to stand up for something that you believe in. And if you're not doing that, what are you seriously doing here? This is your shot to be like that. Because one person does turn into 50, that turns into 5,000, that turns into 50,000. That's how this works. And if you're not willing to think like that and act like that and do that, then guess what? Going back to last week's training, you will always be the entertained. It's the entertainer that has life, that has pizzazz, that has mojo, that has an outcome, that has lifestyle, that has enjoyment, that does things on their terms instead of everybody else's terms. You want your own terms? Life will never be fair, by the way. Let's just put that out. Life will never be fair. Something will always make, if you want life on your terms, get in control. That's how you do this. You get into control. So you want to get into control? You got to be a player, not a spectator. That's what you have to do. Now, do you remember last week that we also talked about this promo? The promo all around this pack. We talked about it last week. Three and yours is free. Three people using it and yours becomes free. You want to get, I'll tell you what you want to do. You want to stop at nothing to become G3 qualified. If you don't believe this to be true, you're going to hear about it until it is an obsession of yours where you're like, I guess I better just get G3 qualified. And you want to duplicate that. You want to be it, and you want to help other people do it as well. When was the last time you sat down with someone and said, hey, are you currently in a home-based business right now? No. Why? You're not in a home-based business? You got to be kidding me. Why would you not be in a home-based business? That's where all the fun is. That's where the lifestyle is. That's where people get wealthy. That's where people start paying cash for stuff instead of living life on credit. That's where it all happens. Did you know there's more successful people financially in home-based businesses than there is in a lot of other things combined? Way more than Hollywood, professional sports combined. Way more. Like, it's a landslide. It's not even close. Right now, it's estimated that for every person in this country, 1, 2, 3, 4 home-based business. 1, 2, 3, 4 home-based business. You get the point? Every fifth person walking around you is part of a home-based business. That's a lot of people. But you know what? It doesn't compare to the other four who aren't. 1 to 4 is 20%. 20% of our population is in a home-based business. Now, if that doubled, your business would explode. Your business would explode. So why would you not be so brave as to interview people and say, are you in a home-based business? And if their answer is no, why not have a conversation that says, can I show you why 20% of our population is? Show them, demonstrate it, make a big spectacle out of it. That's what I would do. That's what I did do. But here's the thing. I did it every single day, every day. I made it a priority. Yes, I made my family the first priority. That was number one, was making my family a priority. I decided that I wanted to be in control. I wanted to go to my kids' games and not to say, I can't do that. I have to go to work. I can't be for that. Sorry, Sienna, I'm not going to be able to come to your recital tonight. I've got other commitments. No, I wanted to say, I'm going to be there for that. I'm going to make that a priority. But here's what happened. I put that stuff on our calendar. And then every waking moment that my family wasn't taking up time, we were building our business. What does it mean when we say we were building our business? It means that we were interviewing people. How did I know that our closing rate would be so high? How did I know that people were going to say yes? Because I asked all the questions on the front side. You've heard in the investment world, if you want to have a successful investment, you don't make your money after the deal goes well. You make your money before you close the deal. Have you ever heard that statement before? You make your money on the front side. You want to have a good business deal? You make your money in how the deal is structured, not after the thing sells. You got to structure it correctly on the front side. So I have structured my interviews. I asked all the right questions, because if I didn't get the answers I was looking for, I never said anything about my home-based business. I never even brought it up. It was just like a fleeting thought. On to the next thing. How about them Bears? You know, we just changed the subject. And that's how you want to build your Gemini business. Ask all the right questions on the front side, interview people. And if you get the right answers, then you know that you can make an ask. So let's go through this little formula here. First of all, you have to have a lead. You have to have a prospect. And this is not a negative term. So don't think, oh, prospecting, I don't like that word. Every industry, every business has to have it. If you're in business, you have to go prospecting. How do you think people get customers? How do you think people make sales? It starts with leads and prospects. How do companies get those? You can either pay for them. It's called marketing and advertising. That's what that is. And some people go to school and they get a marketing degree so they can go out and help companies attract. It's attraction is marketing. That's what it is. So those are leads and prospects. That's what happens when you market effectively, is you get leads and prospects. So we're not any different. We're a business too. The difference is we're in the kind of businesses where you don't have income limitations. You don't have size limitations. You don't have people saying you can't do that. You can do anything you want to as long as you play by the rules of the company. It's really simple. And there aren't a lot of rules. The rules are simple. No lying, no cheating, and no stealing. If you play by those rules, you can go talk to anybody you want to. You can enroll anybody you want to into this business. You can sell any product you want to that we have to offer that's on the wagon. And there's a lot of them at this point. Have you noticed that we are actually getting more diverse? Look at what's happened just in the last 6 months alone, the last year alone. Look at how much more diverse we've gotten as a company. It's so exciting. You can really attract some pretty incredible people right now. Good to see you, Lori. Good to see you, Heather. Tuck, good to see you. All these people have jumped on. Cheryl, good to see you. Glenda, Carrie, good to see you. Lorinda, great to see you. So it starts with a lead. And then after you get a lead, you must, listen carefully, you must follow up. You have to follow up. If you have a lead and you don't end up in a conversation with this person, it's as good as if you never had a lead in the first place. So why would you go through the effort of acquiring a qualified prospect or lead only to not follow up and have a conversation with them? You know what that lead or that prospect was probably doing? They were probably praying just the night before they went to bed saying, "Dear Lord, would you please put an opportunity in my path? Would you please open a door for me and show me the direction I should head with my life right now? I beg you, dear Lord, that you will show me something that will put fire back in my belly and give me an opportunity to be a better dad or better mom, a better provider for my family, so things aren't so difficult and they're not so tight. I haven't been feeling well lately. I just don't feel well. My brain is foggy. I need to lose some weight. I just know I'm not operating at my best. So dear Lord, would you please provide me an opportunity to try to get myself back under control? I'm not under control right now, and I want to be in better control. Dear Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm so spent. I'm so tired at the end of every day. I want better time for my wife, my husband, my spouse, my significant other, better quality time. I need to be have not just quality time, but quantity too with my children. So dear Lord, would you please open a door that would put that kind of opportunity in my path? And then you're the person that has them as a leader or a prospect. And you don't follow up with them? What's the matter? You're on the other side saying, "Dear Lord, I really want my business to grow, but I don't want just anybody in my business. I need the right kind of people in my business. I need people with fire in the belly that want this, that are looking for this, that need some leadership and some mentorship and an opportunity." And that's what you see, both parties are praying. And so when people come together, this lead and prospect thing, you think that's an accident? That's not an accident. That's an answer to prayer. Who's in control? The person who has and owns the lead or the prospect. You're in control. So if that person that's been praying for you to come across their path, if you don't follow up with them, how do you know that you have a lead or a prospect? If a name is in your head, it's probably a lead or a prospect. If somebody's been on your mind lately, it's probably a lead or a prospect. It got put there for a reason. Again, I don't believe that it's an accident. I think if you're thinking about them, you're supposed to be thinking about them. I know I'm a little weird, probably saying, "Scott, you're over-spiritualizing this." Well, maybe I am, but guess what? I've got 250,000 people in a downline. So you can say I'm over-spiritualizing anything you want to. I just told you, I tell you how I think, what I believe, what I'm convicted on, and why I take action the way I take action on. I think I have a duty and a responsibility to take action. And if I don't do that, not shame on anybody else, shame on me. I'm talking to myself. Shame on me. Shame on me talking to myself. If I don't follow through and get all over that, it's my fault. I'm not able to look anywhere else, cast a stone, not able to blame anybody else. I can't start a rumor or gossip. It's my fault. Plain and simple. The point I'm making, you already know everybody you need to know right now. Not later. You don't know, you need to go read a book. You already know everyone you need to know right now in order to grow your business to be 250,000 people. And you're going, well, I don't know 250,000. Neither do I. Neither did I, neither do I. I don't know personally that many people. I just knew some. I knew a few. You know, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines, a few good people, right? You've seen the slogan. Used to be a few good men. Now I think they're changing up the semantics. That's on them. I'm just telling you what the slogan used to say was a few good men. You just need to know a few good people. You got it? Just a few good people will turn into the army that you're looking to build. How do you get things done? You build an army. How do you build an army? One person at a time. You need a few. And if you pick the right few, those few will get a few, who will get a few, who will get a few, who will get a few, and it'll all be part of your organization. How many did you prospect? And I don't know how many you prospected, but I just know that you're going to go through prospects and you're going to go through leads to get a few. And that's how it works. So how many will it take you? I don't know. Maybe 10, maybe 20, maybe 50. Who cares? If it leads to your freedom and the lifestyle that you want to, you don't really care what the number is. What you need to care about is that you already know everyone you need to know in order to be successful at the level you want to be successful at. So are we wanting to play big or are we wanting to play big? Which one do you want to play? You've got two options. You can play big or you can play big. You pick. You get my point? There's really only one option. I just want you to think you have many. So you can play big or you can play big or you could actually play big. You tell me which one do you want to play? And then that's what we're going to do. If you're willing to play big, you're going to get big outcomes. You're going to get big results. You're going to get big bank accounts. You're going to get big free time. You're going to get big marriages. You're going to get big in all categories of your life. You get what I'm saying? You following this? Are you sure? Because that's what it's going to take. You have a lead in the prospect. I don't think I could have beat that dead horse anymore if you paid me a little bit of money to make the point that I just made. It goes from a lead to a follow-up. You must have a conversation with these people. What does that look like? A nice little interview. Ask them some thoughtful questions. What do you want? What do you need more of that's lacking in your life right now? What regrets do you have? If you had to pick one, what regrets do you have? And whatever they say, you know what? I'd love to help you with that. I'm your biggest fan right now. I'm the best person in your corner that you will ever have in your life. If you plus me equals 11 and we put our strengths and efforts together, where could we be in the next 3, 6, 9 months to a year if we put all that mojo together? And now their brain starts clicking and ticking and thinking. They're going, dang, I've never heard anybody talk to me like that before, Colette. Jalinda, no one's ever suggested a thought like that on leadership. I'm going to take you up on that. And that's when you get super pumped and fired up because now results start happening. That's what happens. That's how this business works. It's not complicated. It's really, truly not complicated. The reason you might think it's complicated is because whatever complications you perceive to be in existence, you put them there. That's it. It's that simple. You put them there. So stop it. Stop putting complications on your business. Stop putting complications on other people. Stop putting complications on your life. Stop putting complications on your Gemini business. What in the world are you doing thinking that you need complications put in here? Get rid of all those complications. You don't need complications. You need simplicity. Complications versus simplicity. What do you think stands a better chance? So get rid of the complications in your head and just make this a very simple business. And ultimately, that third step, lead prospect, follow up, make an ask. Hey, Kim, would you like to join me in this journey we've been discussing? Because I could see us being phenomenal partners. I'd love nothing more than for you and me to lock arms and to team up. Let's go do this. And when I say that, I want to hear what you want more than anything, and that's our roadmap. How do we drive this? By you telling me what you want. It's that simple. So that's the sales process. So can you imagine all this? Put on your thinking cap. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Yeah, you can imagine. We have arbitration services. You're going, arbitration services? What in the world is Gemini doing with arbitration services? There are benefits. There are perks to all of you. Every single one of us has that as a perk or a benefit. If you didn't think you needed a legal attorney or legal advice or legal counsel or legal help or legal forms, you now have access to all that stuff. USArbitrationCorp.com. USArbitrationCorp.com. That's it. Go put in your case. Go put in your thing. Go put in your ask. What do you need? What do you need help with? What do you need assistance around? That's what you need to do. And when you have people on your team that are using those services and you understand that it's free, how much does it cost? Nothing. Zero. Zip. Nada. Zilch. What's the catch? Nothing. This was built for you to take advantage of. There isn't a catch. Stop thinking that there's a catch to everything. There's no gotchas. You think we bring trapdoors to you so you could fall to your dismal, abysmal black hole? You think that's what we're doing here, is to make people fall for something and fall into the abyss? No, that's not how you build a successful company. It's, you don't trick people into success. You win people into favor. It's a favor. It's a blessing. It's a benefit to you. Take advantage of that. You do these things, you're going to win big time. And when the winnings come in, you're going to get paid some of those. You want residual income? Start doing residual income activities. We have healthcare plans. They're phenomenal. 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to announce some new healthcare plans. How about that? You want a couple more arrows in your quiver to hit the bullseye? It's just like automobile manufacturers. Every single year, they come out with new models. New tech. Why? Because there's new technology. There's better something ever. And so you build something and say, hey, you can trust us as an automobile manufacturer because we would always bring you the latest and greatest and the best. Does that make last year's models terrible? No, it just means that something is now available that's better than last year's models. So we're going to be doing that as well. So you've got arbitration services, you've got healthcare plans, you've got phenomenal consumables that you can put in you and on you that make you feel better and all kinds of amazing things. I won't go into that right now. So you know, you've got things, you've got plenty of arrows in your quiver. It's just time to go out and shine and demonstrate and not hold back and stop thinking that this is complicated. It's not complicated. It is not. Listen to this. Hypnotizing all of you. Ready? Here comes your hypnosis. This is simple. It's fun. If you make it easy, it's easy. If you make it complicated, it's complicated. So remove complicated and just remember, it's as easy as you make it. It's as simple as you want it to be. It's not complicated and it's actually a lot of fun. You get to work with people, not just any people. You get to choose the people that you want to do life with. You get to build your tribe, your chemistry, and your culture. Write those down. Your tribe, your chemistry, and your culture. You're in control of that. You build that. Nobody else is forcing any of that on you. Make it the way you want to. It's kind of like a custom pizza. What do you want on your pizza? Now you're all going to order pizza tonight. What do you want on your pizza? You choose the crust, thin, thick. You want the garlic butter on there first. Then you choose your sauce. You want a little creamy Alfredo on there. You want it to be veggie with all kinds of loaded veggies. You want a little carnivorous action. You put some meats on there. Build it the way that you want it. That's all that matters. You build this the way that you want it to be. You don't need people to force how your business looks. You go build your business. We just give you all the tools and all the training and the mindset to go out there and perform. And now it's your turn. What do you need to do? Go perform. All those Formula One race cars I just witnessed and watched go around the track, they look cool, but who cares how cool they look? The only thing that matters is how do they perform when the driver gets in? And oh, by the way, if you or I got in those Formula One cars, it would be a disaster. We might be able to drive it because it's got a steering wheel. You've got all the things happening at your fingertips. Forget the gas pedals. There's no shifters here. Everything is in your fingertips. Could you learn that? You could. It just wouldn't go so smooth to begin with. So we need to teach you how to drive this Formula One car. Without the proper training and the tools and you executing, it would be a little bit complicated. But that's what we're here, is to make what you think turn into something very simple with the training. You got to get used to all the shifters right here on the steering wheel. And that's what's happening right here at Gemini. You guys ready for this? Am I the only one that's excited for you? Or are you excited for yourself? Because don't make me be the only person excited for you. You get pumped up about you because you have to believe that you got the best life coming for yourself. Now, I spent more time than I told Samantha that I was going to take, but I just got a little bit excited. And I hope that that wasn't too much. You okay with the information that we shared? Everybody good? Perfect. Thank you so much for allowing me to bless you guys and to pass on information that's been a blessing to me over my life. And I just want to give back in the highest way possible. So I hope you received all that. Now, the best thing you could do is go put it to use. And that's how we'll know that you appreciate it. So thank you to all of you. God bless. And Samantha, back over to you.
Thank you so much, Scott. This was truly a blessing tonight. And you shared some, again, incredible information. Guys, I hope you took notes. I know I took copious notes the last two times. So if you didn't have your pen, you could just call me up and I will give you my notes. But Scott, every time you're on, it's just, like I said, such a blessing to have you here to spread this knowledge. And I really hope you guys took something away from this call. Before I let you go for tonight, just to add to what Scott was saying and give you a couple of tools you guys can work with over the next couple of weeks to help promote your business, we do have, once again, the 3 in 3 happening. This is huge. This is probably the best deal that Jay has ever blessed us with. He is literally giving you guys the opportunity to have a whole entire free weight loss kit. Now, I wanted to go into a little bit more detail super quick. This actually goes for not only new customers that purchase the kit or new members that come in with this pack. It also goes for anybody on your downline who has not previously purchased a weight loss pack. So what I mean by that is, let's say Colette decided to start a weight loss team, which I know she already did, but she starts a team or you start a team. You call some people in your downline that have not been engaged for a while or have never purchased this pack. Maybe they don't know about Be Lean. Maybe they've been tapped out. What a great opportunity to re-engage with them and let them know how incredible the results are with this. And if they'd like to join you to feel better. Scott also gave us some last great questions to ask last week, which are, what are your thoughts about staying healthy? What does staying healthy mean to you? Do you worry about the pandemic? Of course, we can't make medical claims, but we all know people that are on incredible products have a better likelihood of staying healthy, right? Which is so important to everybody. So keep that in mind when you guys are pushing this deal, because it's only going to be around until the end of November. And this also qualifies you for G3. So it's a win-win. We also just this morning launched our Halloween special for 10% off all of our powder products. And we are also including Be Lean in this special and the weight loss pack. So you can double dip with your specials and just incentivize people to come in with a great deal. Of course, we also have our 3 in 3 going on. So many different tools you guys can use. As you guys know, November is one of the highest income producing months. So people are spending money in November. They're prepping for the holidays, and the November is a great time to talk about this even more and utilize all the training and the motivation that Scott has given us tonight in combination with our incredible products and specials. Guys, it's a win-win all around. So just like we started off tonight's call with, you're the inspiration. You guys are truly the inspiration for so many people and have the tools in your hands to bless people's lives. So make sure you take those tools and you do something with them and go out there and change some lives. So I'm going to end the call with that. I hope everyone has a blessed evening, and we will see you back next week. Same time, same place, and love you all. Good night.